Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. The tribute to the three police officers who died on Sunday in a road accident in Villeneuve-d'Ascq is currently taking place at the National Police School in Roubaix. The ceremony is chaired by Emmanuel Macron. The Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, is also present. As a reminder, a driver who was driving in the wrong direction had hit a police car. The driver, also killed in the collision, tested positive for alcohol and narcotics. Also in the news, an alarming finding of arcum was published this morning. One-third of teenagers under the age of 18 have consulted pornographic websites at least once a month in 2022, which represents a 36% increase in 5 years. Minors spend an average of 49 minutes per month watching pornographic content. According to the former CSA, most teenagers use a smartphone to view this content, which is nevertheless prohibited. 10 pornographic websites were put on formal notice by Arcom. The objective of the mental health training, which will be set up from next September for school staff, was announced by the Minister of Education. The objective is to better detect depressive disorders in young people. A toll-free number will be communicated in the correspondence books of middle and high school students. Further measures are to be presented in the coming months. In the United States, he is the main competitor against former President Donald Trump. Ron DeSantis has officially entered the race for the White House. The governor of Florida announced his candidacy yesterday evening at the Republican nomination. And many flowers and candles were placed on the star of Tina Turner in Hollywood after the death of the American singer. The star, with no less than 200 million albums sold, died yesterday at the age of 83. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.